increasingly the web, the internet, is becoming the means by which the federal government reaches out more and more to citizens and spreads word about its work. And today, many of the government's top web managers held their annual conference. It's there in the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Washington, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis was there. He's just back from that conference, and he brings us the latest. Max.
Chris and Amy, I'm going to go off script for a second. Chris and I were talking about this. This conference is a lot of fun to cover. I really like these guys, the web managers, and in particular, the guys at GSA who put together this conference. And you and Amy both know that my wife is a web manager. She runs a website for a very big association. Used to run the website for the grad school USDA.
Oh, really?
At one time. And I used to be a project manager for a big website from back in the early days of the web, before they had content management systems, and tried to do all these big things with databases that, when they couldn't talk to each other, they didn't have the tools like Java and CSS and all these other things.
Back when they brought things down from a mount or something like that?
Well, back in the days when they would regularly crash mainframes trying to make websites work. But I digress. The panel that was most awaited by most of the federal web managers today was what you could call a lightning fast but very informative presentation by the GSA's Federal Center for New Media and Citizen Engagement. They raised the curtain on a number of innovative new tools and websites that are either in beta or are in full-time use right now. For example, Dan Muntz with the GSA discussed the IdeaScale open government tool.
Commercial product adapted to support the White House's open government initiative. Muntz says the tool includes something of interest to all Fed web managers.
Throughout the whole process of standing up this tool, we did a lot of work looking at 508 and accessibility, usability testing, as well as some of the policy compliance things I talked about. And working with IdeaScale, working with the vendor, we actually baked that functionality into the platform. So now anyone who goes to IdeaScale.com, signs up, and looks at the back end, sees a checkbox that looks just like that, that says enable government compliance. And that triggers 508 compliance, PRA compliance, and all those things that you need to get to action quickly with a platform like this.
Ever wonder how to get your federal website working with social media or social collaboration tools like Facebook, Twitter, and other sites? Last year, we reported to you that GSA had negotiated terms of service agreements with many of the major sites. Now, Andrea Sigurd says there's a tool to help federal web managers scope out how to do it.
You want to go to the social media portion of apps.gov. When you find a tool that you want to use, you'll just click on the enroll button. This will send an email to your agency's point of contact. Your point of contact will let you know if your agency has already signed a terms of service with that particular vendor and how to proceed. How can you find out who your agency's point of contact is? We have compiled a list of point of contacts for the cabinet-level agencies and independent agencies with their contact information on the Web Content Manager's form. There is also a link on the social media portion of apps.gov, which I've highlighted.
Lots of gossip and chatter on the floor of the Web Managers Conference for this next site, now under development and set for unveiling in fall of this year. According to Tiffany Smith, a developer on Detail, the GSA, from the State Department.
FedSpace will be a social media-enabled collaborative intranet for the federal government. This will provide sort of a broader and yet secure collaboration options for everyone who needs them. There'll be an integrated suite of tools that will make it easier for employees to connect to others and share knowledge across the federal enterprise. These are the useful Web 2.0 services we've come to depend on to get our work done. There'll be tools for teams to have conversations and share authoring, and a central place to find information across the federal workforce. We all are familiar, I hope, at this point with wikis and blogs and social bookmarks. If you don't know, ask your neighbor. I'm sure they do. And so what the opportunity here is kind of to actually use those inside the federal enterprise and actually talk to each other with them.
Ever have one of those 2-mile-long website links that's clumsy to deal with online? Well, Bev Godwin, the director of the New Media Center, has something for you.
It's a .gov URL shortener, which you can find at go.usa.gov. Anyone with a .gov or .mil email address can use it to shorten government URLs. It's still in beta, but we already have over 1,000 users across government who, as you can see by these stats, have been shortening lots of popular URLs. We created go.usa.gov for three reasons. First, so you can maintain the official government brand when you shorten URLs for Twitter, Facebook, text messages, or wherever you have character limitations. People recognize .gov URLs as official sources of information. So having a URL shortener that maintains that .gov provides the authenticity of official government information, and our users can tell it's government information before they click. Secondly, long-term viability. We know this URL shortener will be around. If you use something like Bitly or TinyURL, you're not always sure how long some of these new companies will be around. And third, government owns the data, and it allows us to gather data from across government, just as the IdeaScale project did. The more the .gov URL shortener is used, the more valuable this data becomes.
So, you know, so imagine the federal government having its own URL shortener.
Yeah, tiny URL or something like that. They have their own.
No, it's go.usa.gov.
Yeah,
it's very cool because it keeps the domain part. So that if you're, say, DOJ.gov for the Justice Department, it keeps that, and then it shortens all the rest of the stuff that all the database calls.
So these people, and you got to hear Vivek Kundra and a mm-hmm. bunch of Macon Phillips from the WhiteHouse.gov team. Mm-hmm. Last year, they were brand new, just
right.
to come in. So this is they've been there a while now. Are you sensing that is the tone different this year than last year?
I think the tone is a little bit more sober and a little bit more grounded. Hmm. I think is a good way to put it, Chris, because I think now they've gotten a good start for one thing on a lot of the initiatives that they have, you know, for the Open Government Initiative and the dashboards, the IT dashboards.
Yeah.
And I talked to Vivek Kundra afterwards, and I said, well, you know, the main thrust of your discussion here or of your comments here today before the web managers is that there's more to come. And the immediate question is more of what? More content, more digital content is on the way from the federal government because as you saw here, we're going the federal government is going to have FedSpace, which will be a sort of a collaboration tool and a meeting space for federal workers. That's going to happen in fall of this year, and then also the. They also had an innovation showcase yeah. where they talked about some really neat things that they were doing. Some of the agencies, we've already talked a couple of times with folks at USDA about healthy apps for kids.
In fact, we're going to have them on the program coming up in a couple days.
A couple days.
Couple of days.
And you had the very cool announcement. So they have judges for this.
Mm-hmm. Let Max tell.
Okay. I was going to let Max tell, but yes, go ahead, Max. They're going to have it. Who's the judge?
One of the celebrity judges
yes.
is no less than Steve Wozniak,
what?
The fellow who helped invent Apple.
He and Steve Jobs created Apple.
Yeah.
Very super cool.
It is. He's a very cool guy.
He is a very cool guy. We should have him on the show. If there's enough lead time, I think he's going to be in town for the judging of this, they said today, sometime this summer. So we have a little bit of time maybe to work up trying to get Wozniak.
Sounds like he's volunteering for an assignment, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'd love to talk to him. When you schedule it, let us know, Max.
Of course.